Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. This is your 11 a.m. Eastern update on Hurricane Henri. Notice I said hurricane. That's one of your big updates this hour. Brand new information. We just sent this out moments ago. 75 mile per hour winds. So we've reached hurricane strength. The movement now north-northeast at 14 miles an hour. So that movement generally to the north does continue. So we have changed some of the watches and warnings. The warning has been extended really eastward into Rhode Island and portions of Massachusetts, just west of Westport, Massachusetts. So we've had to expand that slightly. So that's what we're looking at. Let's start off with the satellite here. And that's our storm right here. This is Henri moving slowly to the north. And you can see some of these high-level clouds coming out the top. And that's just signifying it's holding its own. So it's a pretty healthy storm, not rapidly intensifying, nothing like that, but slowly getting a little stronger. We expected that. That was in the forecast. And we're going to continue to move this northward. One thing to note, trying to get the information on the center. Tough to see that in the actual satellite with the clouds, but on board the Hurricane Hunters, we can get that tail Doppler and you can really see where the center is. You really see that center of circulation right in this location. And that's why we also saw the expansion of some of this wind field. We talked about the wind stretching out 100 miles before, now about 120 miles off to the southeast here. So the wind field expanding somewhat. So using that center from the Hurricane Hunters, it really helps us pinpoint where it is to help us with the forecast. Small changes where that center is can make a difference where this makes landfall, but it's so key not just to concentrate on this center line, because if you take these winds, continue it along that path, you can see it lines up really close to where our tropical storm warnings are on each side of this hurricane warning. So in red, Rhode Island, parts of Massachusetts, back towards Connecticut and New York, you have that hurricane warning up for the possibility of those hurricane force winds. Timing wise, very similar to before. Here we are at 11 o'clock Eastern. By tomorrow morning, Sunday, we expect the location to be right about here. So after that, around noontime into the afternoon, approaching Long Island with some of those hurricane force winds. But remember, the winds get there early. We show this all the time when we start looking at these briefings for these storms. The winds well outside the center. So those tropical storm force winds, well, they could arrive tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. Those winds will be spreading towards Long Island, starting to get into Connecticut with time. You got to have stuff wrapped up today, because if you think about it, it's too dangerous to be outside preparing when you have those tropical storm force winds. So preparedness needs to be wrapped up today before those tropical storm force winds reach the coast. And it's not just the winds, it's the rainfall as well. And we have significant amounts of rainfall in yellow here, a large area of 4 to 6 inches of rain through Long Island, up through Connecticut, into New York and Massachusetts. Just heavy rainfall, even north New Jersey here can get some of that rainfall. Just efficient rains, could be some flooding and saturated soil with tropical moisture. Well, it can knock down some trees, and that's why dangerous conditions. You gotta be real careful out there. Some power outages and also some rip currents along the way as well. Storm surge, one of the deadliest parts of these hurricanes, these storms, these tropical systems, 3 to 5 feet, Nantucket Sound, Buzzards Bay, the Narragansett, through Long Island Sound, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. Listen to those local officials. Stay safe from the water. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.